Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. And he's known as the weeping prophet for a reason. It's because he saw a lot of bad stuff. And it broke his heart. He saw his country fall into an idolatrous downward spiral. He saw sin and oppression in Judah like you could not imagine. And he saw famine, he saw sickness, and he saw the war machine of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians come in as a result of the judgment of God on Judah. And it broke his heart. It broke his heart for everything that God's people could be but were not. It broke his heart for all the trials that they were experiencing. It broke his heart that the people's hearts were hardened. And even in the midst of all the trials, they didn't seem to want to turn around. And this is how he described it. In a book of lament and overwhelming sorrow expressed, called Lamentations. Chapter 3, you hear it over and over and over again. All his trouble, all his frustration boiling over. And he said that God was behind it all. Chapter 3, verse 1. I am the man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. Surely, against me he has turned his hand again and again the whole day long. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away. He has broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead of long ago. He has walled me about so that I cannot escape. He has made my chains heavy. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with blocks of stone. He has made my paths crooked. He is a bear lying in wait for me, a lion in hiding. He turned aside my steps and tore me to pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me as a target for his arrow. He drove into my kidneys the arrows of his quiver. I have become the laughingstock of all peoples, the object of their taunts all day long. He has filled me with bitterness. He has sated me with wormwood. He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, my endurance has perished. So has my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. Over and over and over again, he describes what he feels like is the harsh weight of God's judgment. And he feels like God is on the other end of it. And God is just mercilessly beating and pounding away with thing after thing after thing. And he said, I have lost hope because of this. I mean, you can endure a lot if you have hope, right? If you have something to look forward to, something to move on forward for, you can keep going. But when you lose hope, it feels like everything is lost and you don't have anywhere to go. It just seems like we've been taking lately hit after hit after hit. And it's discouraging to talk about it. It's discouraging to talk about political turmoil on top of health crises, on top of racial tensions, on top of a financial difficulty and inflation, one thing after another just seems to be happening. And you can add on to that now flooding and natural disaster in our area. And you wonder when it's going to let up. And it's good and it's appropriate to lament those things. We shouldn't ignore them and act like they're not happening or act like they're meaningless and we can just brush them aside. We have to treat them like serious issues, and we have to understand how these things impact our faith. But the one thing we can't do is lose hope. And Jeremiah points out that even in a hopeless situation, hopefulness still exists. Even though he says, my heart is bowed down within me, even though he says, I've left hope, even though he says, I am bereft of peace, he goes on to say in verse 21, a verse you should be familiar with, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. We sing that song all the time. But the backdrop behind those words, the context of those words, is one of great difficulty, but also one of great determination to put your hope in God. And just like Jeremiah said, he saw evidences of God's steadfast love, God's determination to love in spite of everything that's going wrong, in spite of all the different ways that his people were wrong. We see evidence of God's steadfast love as well. Because everywhere there are racial tensions, there are people that are trying to get in the middle of it and act as the go-between to bring sides together through hope and listening. For everywhere that there are people that are in health crisis, there are dedicated healthcare professionals who are showing the love of God, who are trying to mend people and who are trying to work with people to help them cope with this. Everywhere there are financial hardships and difficulties, there are people that are looking out and trying to help ease those situations. And every time there is a disaster crisis, there are people on the front lines showing the love of God, working to try to help people get what they need and to reestablish themselves. Even in times of heartache, there are evidences of God's mercies that are working through God's people. Let's be the kind of people who not only believe in God's mercy, but reflect God's mercy and allow other people to see God's mercy working in our lives so that we can be an impact on them. And we can always be able to do that if we never let go of hope. Our expectation that God is going to renew things, that God is going to take care of us, that God is going to right wrongs. And we are working with him to try to help that happen. Perhaps tonight you need to identify more clearly with God's goals, that you need to dedicate yourself more earnestly to be a part of the solution, to be a reflection of God's hope. Perhaps you need to trust him more diligently. If we can help you to do that by praying with you or offering you the opportunity to be baptized, then we want to do that tonight. Just let us know as we stand and sing to encourage you.